Hey, everybody. I'm Jane.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to the Medium Curious Podcast, the show that's inviting you to take a ride on the ship, the medium ship.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All aboard.
All aboard.
The train.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Okay, on today's episode, we are chatting with Jamie Breeze. She is a pet communicator and she specializes in pet reincarnation. You wanna meet her, Jane?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I love Jamie Breeze. I love her podcast. I love everything she's doing. So yes, let's meet her. Let's do it.
Okay. Yay! So we have Jamie Breeze with us here. Yay, Jane. I've met her before. You haven't. Well, you are an incredible pet communicator and you communicate with pets that haven't crossed over and you also communicate with pets who have crossed over. Mm-hmm. And you're also a medium, so you communicate with people too.
Yeah.
Who crossed over.
Yeah.
So Jane and I are just fascinated by that.
By you.
We have dogs. Yeah, by you. And we both have pets. And I have, so Jane, I had a reading from Jamie, maybe 6 months, 9 months ago.
I think you and I met a year ago.
It was about a year ago.
Yeah.
And she tapped into my little dog Trixie, and she explained the way that I pet Trixie's face, which is like I just smooth down all of the fur on her little face, and I like just kiss her, and she like described the way I pet her face,
which is
really funny because.
Yeah, that's
very unique, right?
Yeah.
Like she won't let me pet her in some other ways. She's kind of like a little, she likes things the way she likes them. But that was exactly how, and she also talked about like white flowers in green grass. And every day when I walk her, I let her off leash in this big stretch of grass and there's little tiny white daisies and then dandelions. And she loves to eat them. Like dandelions that have gone to seed, she'll just gobble them up like Miss Pac-Man, one after another. And I was like, there's no way you could have known that. There's no way.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
I
love it. Yeah. And no, I can't obviously remember that reading.
No, of course not.
Yeah. About you guys. But once you're done a reading, it's like gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Oh, but the other cool thing about that reading, Jamie, was that you were able to see my deceased dog, Charlie. You brought through her name. You're like, I'm getting a dog named Charlie. And I had a beagle named Charlie. And then you also were getting a black lab. I didn't have a black lab, but my mom had a black lab.
Oh, wow.
And you were also getting the fact that they were with her. There was something going on with her. And later that day, my mom got in touch with me that her lab that she has right now had been in a little bit of a, like an accident. He had gone after the tires of a truck and he needed surgery to, you know, fix his mouth and his lip.
Oh.
And you in the reading were just, it was really interesting that dog came through to show you that he was really with my mom. For some reason. Oh. But then when I talked to my mom later in the day, it's like, oh, that really makes a lot of sense. That's mm-hmm. So interesting.
Yeah. Aren't animals just so cool?
Yes.
They just hold so much wisdom and knowledge, whether they're in a body or on the other side. And they are truly like guardian angels to us.
Aw, I love that. I have a question for you. When you kind of came online and you began to do this, did you sort of start with humans and go to pets, animals, or did the animals come through? Can you tell us a little bit about how you came online and that, and like how you really came to focus on the pet communication?
I have had a major, major bond with animals since I was a child. And I was shocked when I found out like my parents weren't communicating with our cats. And I was just like, what do you mean you don't talk to them? And I must have been like 3 or 4, like literally. And I remember when I was like born. So I have this weird long-term memory thing.
That's cool.
So I was just shocked. And then, you know, I kind of brought it up to like some friends of mine and stuff. And they're like, huh? And I'm like, seriously, do people not talk with their animals? And I don't mean telepathy, but I just mean conversing and telling them like, hey, I'm going to school. I'll see you later kind of thing. So yeah. I've just always had this deep, profound connection with animals and very empathetic towards them. And, you know, I've always honored their amazement. You know, I just always felt they were so different. Mm. So when I started doing readings for people when I was a kid and a teenager, just for fun, you know, I would be in a high school economics class and my teacher, like, he was so grumpy all the time. And I would just like pull things out and like tell him these things. And he started really liking me after that. He was just like, oh my God. And he came to me after class one day. He's like, can you dig a little deeper into this prediction you were giving me in front of the class and stuff? So I was always doing readings, connecting with spirit on the other side, feeling spirit. But, you know, I never knew that, as weird as this sounds, I didn't think I was special enough to do this.
Aww.
You know, like it is a hard, you really have, it's a mind game. This type of work is a mind game. You have to be really on the ball and really do a lot of self inner healing work and journey. But so what happened was, my dog Breeze passed in 2016 and it just shook my world. Everything died around me, like energetically. Like I didn't want to go to bed. I couldn't go to work. I took grief leave. I lost a lot of weight. Like I think I lost 8 pounds in a week. Mm. Looking at pictures of me, it's pretty shocking, like how awful I looked. And I just remember my heart was shattered. Yeah. And I was just thinking, how am I going to live the next 40 years, say, without her? I've been in a long-term relationship with my partner, Colin. Like, we've been together for 14 years, but he knows that Breeze is my soulmate. And he's okay with that. So when he's like, yeah, you two just do your thing. I'll go downstairs and watch hockey. But so when Breeze passed, it was very scary for all those people around me. Like they didn't know what to do or how I was going to get through this. And then, you know, one day I realized, okay, I remembered past lives. Like I spoke openly about my past lives when I was a child.
Yeah.
So, and I've always been into reincarnation, fascinated by it, always reading about it. And I was like, if I can reincarnate and I believe in reincarnation, why can't I get my dog to reincarnate? So that, ooh, and I just got all the shivers.
Me too.
And I heard about Abraham Hicks around that time too. My sister was sending me any resources to try and get me back to life. And I typed in Abraham Hicks animal reincarnation. And I was like, this is going to make or break me. If Abraham Hicks say there is no such thing as animal reincarnation, I'm done. I'm over. And sure enough, Abraham was like, yes, animals reincarnate. And I'm like, boom, perfect. So I made it my life's mission to get my dog to reincarnate back. And once I had this like determination within me, I could walk again. I could eat again. I had a pep back in my step. I remember the first time I smiled and it felt like my face didn't work for so long. Right. And then I started really feeling in depth messages from Breeze. And I'm very clairvoyant, so I was starting to see things too.
Uh-huh.
And my conviction was so strong that everyone around me, like, they couldn't deny it. Like, they're like, okay, Jamie's either losing it, but hey, at least she's gone back to work and she can live, function in life and society again. So we'll just let her do her thing. Right.
Yeah.
But I had so much conviction that Breeze was coming back. And, so I dug deep and I worked with Breeze on the other side until the day I found her.
Wow.
So that, I don't know how deep you want me to go into that, 'cause I'm still trying to answer your initial question here. So from there, I was like, I got her back in 2019. So she passed in 2016. I got her back in 2019. And then COVID hit like a few months after that, right? So I was laid off work. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to launch my psychic medium business. Like, I have the time. And why not? You know, yeah. I can take all these classes, these courses.
I think a lot of mediums came online during that time,
you know,
for the same reasons.
Yeah. And it really taught me that you can do this internationally, like remotely on Zoom, like Riverside podcast. Like, you know what I mean? There's so many aspects.
You're
to
in
it.
Canada, right? You're
I'm in Canada.
Jasper, Alberta.
But
which is where I grew up, not in Jasper, but in Alberta. Which is crazy.
I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
But like 75% of my clients are in different countries.
That's
like,
so wild.
I have China, like Bali, like Belarus. Like, it's crazy. But anyway, so I launched my business and mainly focusing on psychic mediumship with like dabbing into animal communication. And over the years, I was trying to fight it off for some reason. I was just trying to focus on the people, and spirit's like, nope, 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 nope. You're doing animals. You're doing animals. So I'm slowly tweaking out of people. And like, I'll always offer that, but 99% of my sessions are animals now.
Aww.
Yeah. So how I got into it, spirit made me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, in that round we understand day. That.
And it feels so good. Like, when I started my business during COVID, I remember like taking this like social media course and about how to launch your business. And it was like, write down your niche market. And I was like, I have no idea what that market will be. And the lady was like, it'll change over time. Just do your thing. You'll get there. And finally, like 4.5 years later, I'm like, boom, there's my niche market. Is like animal grief is my main. Yeah.
Yeah. For anybody that's ever lost a pet, they totally understand that grief. I mean, it's just
extreme.
It's extreme. Yeah.
Well, what I found when I was grieving Breeze, there was no help at that time. Like, maybe there was, I just didn't find it. Yeah. But I went to a human grief counselor here in town, and I left feeling worse than when I walked in. Like, geez. I don't think it was really taken seriously, and I didn't get any resources. Like, I kind of expected to walk out with like a journal or like do something. This, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, seriously, this just feels awful. There's got to be more to it. And, you know, and now with the way things are on social media and stuff, I do see more and more resources and options for people. Like, people are specializing in pet psychologists, like pet grief. And that is so amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have a question. So I have a dear friend. I live on Kauai in Hawaii. And
I know.
It's like that. And I have a dear friend whose dog crossed over last year, and we all could see the similar thing you're talking about, where there was like, we were going to lose her, you know, like she was, and it was really neat because Sarah, and brought you up to me, and I was like, there's hope. I'm like, the Calvary is here. There's hope. You can bring Safi back. Basically, you say that Breeze is your soulmate. And do you think that a lot of humans have soulmates that come through as animals, but then also people? Do you think it's just possible for our soulmates to come through either way?
Okay, I've never experienced an animal coming back as a person. I'm not saying it can't happen because there's so much out there that we don't know. I've never seen an animal reincarnating as a human or a human reincarnating as an animal. That's just in my experience. But I'm open to always learning, right? But when I say Breeze is my soulmate, how I know this is when we lie together, our hearts start beating together in coherence. And as weird as this sounds, I can feel our blood pumping together. And I get the goosebumps again when I'm saying that. And I've had a lot of my clients say that too, is like, whether cat, dog, horse, whatever, our hearts start going together. And I feel like that's how one of the ways, like, you truly know if that is your soul mate, your soul dog, whatever it may, you may want to call it.
Okay. When coherence.
Yes. When Breeze was on the other side, I had this crazy dream of her as a puppy floating through the universe, and we were tethered together by that cord. Okay. And it was just like, she was saying, Mom, we are one, which means our relationship will never end. We're always going to be a part of each other.
So you have an amazing podcast, Jamie. It's called
Both Sides Now.
I love it. I've been listening to it a ton.
And we've both been listening to it. And so you've got all... There's Breeze!
Kids on scooters.
Tell them, Breeze.
She has a loud bark. I'm so sorry. I'll put you on mute while you talk.
So we get your full story on the podcast of how Breeze was reincarnated back to you. But it would be great if you could share a little bit like that, about how that happened and what you had to look for and how you brought your awareness to that. And you somewhat manifested that, right? Because you had this vision, you were in tune, you were listening to Breeze on the other side, and you were also looking for signs, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if I'd call it manifesting. I think it was fate, and I think it was destiny, and I think it was supposed to happen. Now, going back to thinking when she passed, how awful it was, I wouldn't change it. I now know I needed to go through that trauma in order to be where I am today.
Okay.
I'm on my life's soul mission, and I have my perfect creature back in front of me in a fresh, new, healthy body. So it was definitely worth it. So I don't know if the word manifest is it. I think it's just, it was in our soul contracts. That's right. What we came here to do. So my story of Breeze and me, so as a medium, it took months for me to get a message from Breeze. Like, people think, oh, the mediums can just do their thing. No, when we're grieving, like, we put up that wall, we can't see clearly, like, whatever. So it took months. And I remember I was on my way to the airport, which is 5 hours away, and I fell asleep in the car. My partner was driving, and we were going on what I called a grief moon. I needed to get out of the Dodge. I needed to travel. I've been in so much pain. I needed just something. So I fell asleep in the car, and I had like a visitation dream. Those dreams you can't deny are real. And it was just the back of Breeze's head. And I felt her fur. And I woke up and I was like, Colin, oh my gosh, I just felt Breeze's fur. So that was 4 months into the thing, and that was just the first bit. And then, you know, we went to Israel on that trip, and I like wrote the prayer on a piece of paper to put in the Western Wall, you know, all your prayers come true. And I dodged around all the crowds. I was like, I need this in, like, I need my child back. You know, it was such a journey. Like, I traveled a lot. You don't have to do this if you're waiting for your animal to reincarnate. You do not have to travel to the whole A-land. after that, I just started getting a lot of dreams, really, about what she would look like. I saw like green eyes and freckles, and my mom started getting them too.
Oh, wow.
And then I just had this innate knowing of she'll be within like a 6 hour radius, but like I was aimed more to the west, and where I live in Canada, I mean, we're pretty remote. Like, you drive an hour and you'll stumble upon a little village and there's like 5,000 people, and then you drive three more hours and there's another one, right? So I'm not like conquering metropolitan areas of like Los Angeles or anything, you know? So I'm like, okay, if she's to the west, this can't be that hard. And that to find her. So I would actually take journeys out there, you know, and go to these remote villages and try and find puppy for sale signs, like any other clues I could get. You know, I the dream that really signified everything, I dreamt of outer space again, like the universe. And in gold letters, it said Zoe, Z-O-E. And there was like blue butterflies around it. And by this time, people like, I was starting to feel a little defeated by this time. Like, it's been 2 years of me on this reincarnation journey. And so I didn't tell anyone except one of my friends who lives in the next town over, which is 90 minutes away. I told her, I said, I saw this name Zoe in my dream and it was so real. So I think someone by the name of Zoe has Breeze. Do you know anyone in your area? And she's like, yeah, one of my students' names is Zoe. And I was like, oh my gosh, Kate, tomorrow when you go to school, she was a teacher, grade four teacher, you need to ask this kid, do you have puppies for sale? So my poor friend, she goes to school the next day and she's just like, hey, Zoe, do you have any puppies for sale? And Zoe's like, no. And so she texts me at recess. She's like, no, Zoe says she doesn't. I'm like, she does. Ask her if her aunt, her cousin, anyone in her bloodline has dogs for sale right now. And so my poor friend, like, I was like harassing her.
And like so she's a good friend.
Yeah. And she would ask for the next 3 days, are you sure, Zoe? Are you sure, Zoe? And Zoe was finally like, Miss D, stop asking me. I don't have puppies. And so I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Like, someone, but I don't know how Breeze is being treated. I don't know if she's in danger. Like, this person has my dog. So I just kept following the clues, and Breeze told me, I was going to say, she texted me. She she gave me the clues. She said June 6th. So I was like, okay, so she was born on June 6th. I was pretty firm about that. I was like, okay, so she was born on June 6th. So they need to stay with her birth mom 8 weeks. So this gives me like August. That's when I really started like pounding the pavement. And I was even going to these towns, like I said, but if I'd see kids on the street, I'd stop and roll down my window and ask them if they had puppies for sale. And then my dad, he was on the phone with me and he lives on the other side of Canada. He's like, Jamie, you need to stop that. People are going to think you're like a kidnapper. So I was like, yeah, you're right. So I was going to all these dead ends and I was getting so frustrated. And then, you know, and during this time, like, I'd have breakdowns, like I'd cry and not sure what to do. But like I was saying, my conviction was so strong. I couldn't deny it. Mm-hmm. And then I was also waitressing at the time. And so I'd have my coworkers, we'd each be on our phones, which we weren't supposed to be, looking through all ads, whether it was Kijiji, SPCAs, rescue centers all over the country, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's
June 6th and
yeah. And everyone's like, is this her? No. Is this her? No. Is this her? No. But going for like the June 6th timeline, right? Finally, I was at work that morning before we opened and a photo popped up and I sent it to call in my partner and I didn't even think of anything. I just looked at it and I sent it to him and he texts me right away. That's Breeze. I'm like, he's like, Jamie, he's an electrician. So he was on a ladder really high up. He was like, Jamie, I almost fell off my ladder when I saw that. And I got goosebumps all over my body.
There you go.
And I was like, I guess. So I texted the lady. I didn't check it. I was at work for 8 hours. I get home and and I was like, I just said to her, you know, can you send me more pictures of this dog just to see? And then she messaged me back, here are all the pictures of Zoe. And I was like, Zoe's the dog. And so I started screaming and crying. And because I did, again, my brother was visiting from Vancouver. So, and again, I had only told my one friend about that dream. And so my partner and brother are like, what? I'm like, it's her. And they're like, how do you know? And so I had to show them my chain of text messages from between me and my friend from the past 2 months about this name.
And the poor fourth grader.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. They were just floored. And so what happened was June 6th was actually the conception date.
Wow.
Not the birth date. So I was a little ahead of the game when I was pounding the pavement in these villages,
yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. So, yeah. I called
That's
my friend.
Wild.
Yeah. And I told her, I'm like, should I buy like Zoe, like some candy or something? And she's like, Jamie, just drop it.
Yeah.
Leave the girl alone. Leave this poor child alone. Like, thankfully her mother hasn't come to the school and said that she's been like harassed each day asking for puppies.
Puppies. But where are your puppies?
When we drove up, I instantly saw Breeze and she was kind of waiting at the fence, almost like she was waiting for us. And I just remember grabbing her and it was just this acreage and it was just covered in mud and she was muddy all over me and I didn't care, of course, but like I envisioned like rainbows and soft classic rock music playing while we embraced and it was totally the opposite. But, and then I kind of told the lady, I was like, you know, I think it's my reincarnated dog. She's like, oh no, it's probably not. You just need another one. And Colin, my partner, was like, shut.
Just quiet. Up.
Don't say anything. Don't rattle her mind. But I didn't care what she said because I knew.
Yeah.
I knew.
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
And yeah, so that's how we reunited.
That's amazing. And then, so now you have all these stories of people who have found their beloved soulmate pets again, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And anybody who wants to hear more of these stories, like just check out your podcast because the way you tell them all, it's like following these little clues, following the magic, like following the signs and trust. It's like trust, right?
Yeah. So what we do is like my clients booked animal mediumship reading. So we connect with their pet on the other side and then ask, you know, when are you coming back? And if so, like, can you kind of give us a timeline? What needs to be done? You know, and, sometimes it's really quick and easy. Sometimes there's a bit more depth to it. Every journey and situation is different, but you're absolutely right, Sarah, is like, it's building the puzzle pieces back together.
Yeah.
Like you can get clues and you think you're there and then it's like, nope. But what happens is it's the animal saying, hey, you are on the right track because this is what I told you would happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You said you listened to the podcast. I don't know if you remember like the one about Sadie, the dog coming back, and it was about Sadie on the other side showed me her owner or her mom coming out of the grocery store, standing in front of a bulletin board, and a woman approaches her that she knows and says, hey, I know a litter of puppies for sale.
Wow.
So that happened.
Oh so my gosh.
My client went and followed this lead, but her dog wasn't in that litter. So it's very disheartening sometimes because you're like, yeah, this is it. But what Sadie was saying on the other side, no, this is going to happen. And this and means then, you're on the right track. Keep going. Yeah.
So that, I was just, you know, just to continue on to that point, I feel like that's a lot of what we're doing here on the podcast is talking about all of the synchronicities and the signs and how I love that a lot of your stories do have those. And it feels like a derail, but it's really not, right?
Yeah, it's really not.
But what it does do is engage that trust muscle, because when that kind of stuff happens, you could be like, I'm losing it. I'm out of my mind. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, but your conviction is really beautiful and really inspiring. And then the fact that you've enabled that for so many clients and so many stories that have the similar, and they do have like a hallmark, right? Like you do hit the like all is lost moment, kind of like, you know, most stories told in cinema, like you're in the dark forest, the flying monkeys are coming at you and you're like, they're never coming. I'm like completely out of faith, but then some little sparkle happens, like the Zoe dream, and you know, you stalk a poor kid, like, you know, like there's always like some little like, like little kind of something, but you have to have this like, almost like childlike faith and wonder, like, is this going to happen? And your stories and your podcast and your message and your mission really do bring that to all of us. And so I want to thank you for that, because keeping that going, having the little burning fire of trust is really hard sometimes.
Thank you for saying that. And when you said that childlike wonder, my whole body just like went, I had a shockwave. And I think that's a really cool way to say it, is like, you can't put those adult mind 3D human blocks up.
Right.
You just have to play with the energy, play and have fun with it.
Can I share something really quick, just in case this is relatable to our listeners? I just shared this week a story of how I saw my human soulmate in my mind in dreams, and he came to me in dreams. And eventually he led me to my husband. But for what it's worth, it was a similar kind of story, and it was over 10 years. But I knew that I had a soulmate and he was coming, and I was sort of like yelling to the universe, like, dude, where are you? But I had dreams, and one of my dreams was, he said, I'll meet you at the Denver International Airport. And sure enough, Jamie, I met my husband at the Denver International Airport.
Oh, love it. Love it.
So, and there were like three.
Pay attention to your dreams, folks.
Right? And also, if you have that, because I did have that conviction, and my friends all thought it's 444 on the East Coast. I'm just saying. All my friends were like, she's nuts. What are we going to do for her? And they sort of put me in a padded cell, like not for real, but you know, like they were a little worried. I was like 27 and I was like, he's here on this planet and I have to find him. And I even put up
Denver Airport.
I even put up ads, like it was the beginning of like online dating. And I was like, I thought his name was Patrick. Well, and you know, essentially Patrick brought me to Joe. But the point is, it's kind of like you were like, oh, Zoe has my dog. And it was like, Patrick is my soulmate. No, Patrick is my spirit guide who led me to my Joe.
Okay. So Patrick is your spirit guide.
It turns out.
Okay,
but I didn't know that. I thought he was the guy, and he was like, no, I'm going to lead. And then I wrote a screenplay about him, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, enough about that. The point being, it's the same thing. Like when we have that little fire and we know something to be true, we're going on a journey and we just have to keep having that faith.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's crazy. Sorry, my mind was thinking about a past life thing, and I don't know if I should tell. Okay, it's kind of off topic, but it's been crazy. So I was doing a journey meditation that with this woman that Sarah and I actually met through, and I've always been terrified of the Atlantic Ocean. Always. I've known I've drowned in it. My mom claims her and I were on the Titanic together. All this stuff, like it's been going on since I was a kid. So anyway, I went into a past life. I was about 6 years old. I was a little girl, just kind of wearing this white dress. And there was a little boy, 8 years old, standing in front of me. And he had suspenders. He had these green eyes, curly red hair and freckles, and wearing a little cap. Like, he looked very Irish to me. And I remember feeling this overwhelming sensation of love. Like, I'm in love with this boy. And I was like six. And I was like, how do I feel these feelings for this boy? You know, and I knew we'd play hide and go seek in the galleys of this ship we were on, all this stuff. And I remember just staring at him, and he was staring at me smiling. And then the next thing I knew, my feelings went from, how can I love someone so much 1 second and now they're dead? And it made me really sick to my stomach thinking about it. And I look over, and it was kind of like warped vision, kind of in a way, or like, I don't know how to explain it, but what happened was the ship we were on crashed or hit an iceberg. The beam from the ceiling fell onto this boy's head, knocked him out. He died instantly. And then the water started gushing in. So he might have drowned or been killed instantly with the head. I don't know, but he was stuck under this beam. So either way, he couldn't get out. And then all these adults started running in the room over top of him and stomping over him, like trying to save their own lives, right? And so I'm sitting in a corner shaking and it's black, like we're low to the ground, like in the bowels of the ship. There's no windows. It's dark. And I just see the water coming into my right here. And then I came out of the meditation.
Wow.
But so anyway, it was so deep that if you've ever gone into a past life or something, you just can't let it go. Yeah. Like I get obsessed. And so for the next week, I'm online looking at photos of all the people who've died on the Titanic. I knew we were poor, so we were definitely third class or whatever. I couldn't find anything that connected. And I was so frustrated and I was telling my partner, like, I need to find this little boy. I need to know who he is. I loved him so much. And so I was going to bed that night and I was like, hey, God, please give me a sign that this is actually real. And my partner, he puts on his podcast. He listens to a podcast before he goes to bed out loud so I can hear it. I'm like, really? You can't use headphones? He puts on this podcast and the first thing it says, and then the boy was hit on the head with a beam.
Whoa.
And I was like, what? So I said to him, what podcast is that? He's like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah. And I have no idea why this chapter popped up. That's not where I was in the podcast. And I was like, boom, that's a sign. Yeah. So I messaged a friend who is a psychic and stuff. And I said, listen, I went into this past life. I think I drown. I'm looking for this kid. And she writes me back the next day. And she's like, Jamie, I tapped in. You were a little girl around 6 years old. There was a boy with curly red hair, freckles, green eyes. He was from Ireland. You guys were playing hide and go seek in the ship. The ship hit something.
Yeah.
A beam fell on this kid's head. He was killed. You drown, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what it was. And then I asked my other psychic friend, she confirmed the whole thing and she started crying. I said, what? And she's like, know who that little boy is? It's Colin. That's my partner.
Oh my God.
The poor guy, I was obsessed for 2 weeks looking for someone. And he's sitting right beside me.
William made it back together.
Yeah, he's sitting right beside me.
What a great.
And I was like, I found you. And I was kind of crying. He's like, Jamie, hockey's on. Like, so he doesn't care, of course, but
that's amazing.
I thought it was a really cool thing. Anyway, sorry, that went off topic, but kind of reminded me of your phenomenal. Joe
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, like, again, Jane, you can't deny that. Like, yeah. You knew you were going to meet him.
I was obsessed. I was an absolute nut job. My entire 20s. I would date people and I'd be like, you're not Patrick. They'd be like,
yeah,
I'm not. You still want to make out? And I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Breeze.
Oh, Breeze. Okay, well, how does this happen? We're getting close to time here, but Jamie, can you just give us a couple things that our pets want us to know?
Yeah, I think one of the main things is that when I've connected with animals, their main concern when they are coming up to their passing is you, their people. Mm. They like death isn't scary for them like it is humans. We've made it scary, whether that's Hollywood or just putting our intuition to the back burner as we grow up. But animals are so connected with the other side that Breeze told me it's just like going home. And Breeze also told me, she's like, Mom, when your car breaks down, you take it to the shop, you get it fixed, and then you bring it back. That's what us animals do. We go get fixed and then we come back. So that's the main thing. And also, animals are part of our soul family. So when I do mediumship readings, I love it when a dog or cat brings in like great grandpa or whatever. And my client's like, but I didn't know that person. I'm like, it's okay. Because what the animal's saying, hey, is I'm with soul family over here.
Yeah.
I'm safe. I'm good. But that also proves that they are connected with you. They are part of your family.
Beautiful.
And the other thing is they're always trying to get our attention. And it doesn't have to be some earth-shattering in-your-face sign. It can be simple and subtle. So just be open to that. And the big thing that also has been coming up a lot lately, animals say write to them. Write them a letter while they're on the other side. It's very healing for us. It does a lot for our inner soul. And it's almost like stating your energetic intuition or intention to that pet on the other side, saying, because the thing is, we have free will. So we have to decide if we're going to open to that and allow our loved ones, people or pets, to give us these signs, right? So if we write it down, send it to the universe, and they're like, okay, mom wants us to tap them on the shoulder tomorrow, or like let her hear our clicking of the nails down the hall, then it opens the door. It's just easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the intention. And
yeah. But know that your relationship with them is not over after they die. It's never over. It's just in a different form. Yeah. And if we can establish some sort of relationship with them while they're on the other side, which I did with Breeze after my horrendous grief, it makes all the difference in the world.
Well, Jamie, don't you have a class? This is something that I got really excited about when I saw it on your website, of how to communicate with our animals that are here.
Yeah, I teach animal communication for beginners. I teach animal communication for career, your dream career, I call it. I'm rebranding, relaunching, so everything's going to be out next week. And I also have a masterclass that is a pet psychic's guide to understanding your pet's journey through death, dying, and the afterlife.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's for anyone, you know, that if they're leading up to their animal's death, they know, or on the other side, and just get a feeling of like what goes through the animal's minds.
Yeah.
What's their perspective on it?
I remember when my mom lost her black lab. It was about 6 months before he actually passed. He came to me when I was meditating and kind of let me know that he was ready to go. So then when my mom mentioned in a couple months that it was getting time for her to put him down because he was not doing well, that just gave me peace to know that she knew and to know that, you know, he was at peace. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's all so interesting.
Oh, wait,
and so valuable.
One more question before you run away, Jamie. Thank you again. This has been amazing. So my experience as a medium is that I hear animals different than I hear people. And what I mean by that is that they just come in cleaner, if that makes sense. Like when an animal is speaking to me, it just feels so easy. They're not as cluttered, I guess, I feel. I'm just wondering if you have any discernment or a different experience when you hear like a human soul versus a pet soul. Just
mine is the same. I find some are more chatty than others, of course.
Yeah.
But I can't think of who exactly it was, but someone else said the same thing. Like they find the animals, it's so much cleaner.
Yeah.
And I think they said because they don't limit themselves. The human minds, even on the other side, they come through limity. And animals are just limitless, you know, and they just go with the flow. So perhaps that's why.
Huh. That's but great. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
But
that
with me, it feels the same.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I think that limitless is a great place to wrap out because it's just true. And just want to say thank you again for the work you do.
Thanks for having me.
Very important.
And listening me to ramble because I could talk about this all day long.
Oh, we love it. We truly love it. Yeah. Thank you for, like I said, the work you do and for just the sparkly human that you are.
Giving people hope to connect with their, after nothing harder than, you know, saying goodbye to a loved pet.
Yeah. It doesn't have to end.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a hello. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, and then hello. Mm-hmm. Well, with that, we will say goodbye until we say hello. Thank you, Jamie.
Bye now.
Bye. Medium Curious is made possible
by Jane Morgan Editing.
Sarah Rathke made the amazing music.
And Gigi Hawkins, podcast consultant.
Mix by podcast engineers. Our logo was created by Eric Allen.
Kyle Hansen, McKee, photography.
And the dogs under the desk in Hawaii are Kalea and Domino.
And Trixie. in California.